Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. I can't tell you how many weeks I've been on lockdown from Corona, but it's been a lot. And it would be really easy to start to complain about what's going on because, let's face it, these are difficult times. And the news is horrific and what's happening in the world is horrific. But there are some things out there that I think we can really appreciate if we can take the time to do it. And as I suggested last week, we've been dealt a hand, and that hand we have to play. And so if you can't get out of the situation, you might as well get into the situation. And if we can find some of the good in this, then that's a benefit. And so at the end of the day, when we look at what's here and we look at some of the good, there's this moment in time that we're all going through that we're never going to get again. And it's time that we get to spend with family. You know, I'm looking at my situation. I've got a daughter that's a senior in high school and another one that's a freshman in high school. There is no way my senior would be spending the kind of time she's spending with me if she didn't have to. But at the same time, you know, I had a great walk on the beach with her yesterday. We've been talking about things that are affecting her life. I'm really bonding with her in a way that wouldn't have been possible otherwise. And candidly, I'm never going to get that opportunity again. She goes off to college in a few months and then probably rolls right into her life. So this, to me, you know, as bad as everything is, it's been a tremendous gift to me in terms of my relationship with my daughter and this with my older daughter, and the same thing with my younger one, right? At least I have her for a few more years, but I'm getting to spend more time with her, with both of them, and with my wife than I ever have, even when they were younger. So that's a wonderful win that I think, and I'm sure in your situation, you've got similar things happening. Just getting to really make those connections and bond with family is something that you can't even put a price on. Some of the other things too is just think about the difference if you're working and if you're telecommuting. You know, the idea of having these applications like Zoom over telepresence, where in a lot of ways it's more efficient, right? Doing meetings over Zoom for me is more efficient in many ways than doing meetings in person. You get to business quicker, you get on and off more quickly. And you know, there's no downtime in between. You're not moving from point A to point B to get there. Even if it's from one conference room to another in an office, or it's driving from one place to another to meet with people, you don't have to do any of that. It's just very, very efficient. Getting out in nature is another one. Doing that far more than I would have otherwise. Why? Because I need to get out of my house. I want to go, you know, I need to get some fresh air. I'm sure we're all in the same boat. So I'm spending more time appreciating what's outside and appreciating nature. And so there are these things that we can really do. And you know, we have to take a step back and truly appreciate it and realize that, you know, we can't get out of the situation. We might as well just appreciate some of the good things that we have. And as I suggested many times, and I'll give you the reminder again, stop paying so much attention to all the bad things that are happening. Yes, you want to be informed. You can get yourself informed in, you know, 5 or 10 minutes in the morning and 5 or 10 minutes at night. But to watch this thing moment by moment is not the way to do it. It's just going to eat you up inside. So focus on the good things. Keep your mind in the right place and just keep moving forward one step at a time. And as we do this, we will get past this and know we will see the other side. But as long as we're in it, we might as well appreciate the good that's coming from it. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links at Apple or on Spotify where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for this week, just keep your mind in the right place. Keep focusing on what's good. Be present with your family. Be present with nature. And just get out and appreciate what's around you.